The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve will throw hooks. Please, everyone, I'll profile this is played.
Oh, sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Well, bitches.
Hola. All right, Jordan, you understand how this here game is played.
I do. I just have one quick question for you.
Yes.
Whatever happened to the Friday happy hour?
We just stopped doing it. Yeah. I mean, that out of the guy, that's the long and short of it. Just like, nah, we're done. But I'm glad you enjoyed it. All right, well, look, today you have a choice of one of three categories. We have interior decorating, where you guys see foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. License to spill, where you guys see substance responsible for creating the mess. And finally today, everyone's favorite, animalize this, where you guys see animal responsible for causing the problem.
I'm a truck driver, so let's go with the spill one.
The which one?
Spill, license to spill.
Ah, license to spill. All right, you got it.
Yeah.
Mike, license to spill.
My bad, my bad, my bad.
All right, we go to the fine state of Virginia, where a tractor-trailer crash was impacting traffic on northbound Route 29 after a truck spilled its cargo. Now, according to deputies at the scene, one tractor-trailer swerved to avoid another truck, causing the driver to hit the other truck in the process. That's when the cargo dumped out across the highway. Trooper Austin Tosh said, quote, "It seemed like traffic was stopped and the driver tried to brake. I don't know what happened. I can't make any speculation right now, but he tried to miss the truck, but he did make contact." And Virginia State Police did say there are no injuries reported in the crash. So again, the guy was trying to do the right thing and avoid hitting the truck. Hit the truck, the cargo spills out. So the question is, what did the truck end up spilling all over the highway? Was it chicken parts? Was it sand? Was it White Claw? Or was it what we will call septic contents? So chicken parts, sand, White Claw, or septic contents?
I'm going to go sand.
Sand.
Say how long it was closed. The highway's closed.
It does not. I don't know.
This feels like a sad, sad story. I think it spilled White Claws.
White Claws?
Yeah.
I'm going based on that area of the country. I'm going chicken parts for sure. All right, what was spilled all over the highway there? Chicken parts, sand, White Claws, or septic contents? We'll find out next. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Probably still do it. I mean,
categories: license to spill, Virginia tractor trailer spill caused delays on the highway after a crash that was tried to be avoided. But the question is, what was the contents, which was apparently based on the choices pretty nasty. Other than sand, we had chicken parts, White Claws, and septic contents. And, Jordan, that is the question that we posed to you. Let us start with you, Jordan. You went with sand. You wanted to take it easy, hope nothing too bad. Unfortunately, it was not sand. Miles Montgomery, you went with chicken parts, based on the part of the country, which makes sense. However, not chicken parts.
Well, that's good.
Then, Ted, you said it's a sad day, so I knew you were going to say White Claw. And you're correct. Oh, yeah, cans of White Claw came spilling out of the sand.
That I'd pull over for.
I was going to say, they didn't say how long traffic was backed up, but I get the feeling there were a lot of volunteers ready to help with the cleanup.
More than likely. Looking for their favorite flavor.
Mm-hmm. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Anybody in here watch the American Music Awards?
I did not.
I saw it the last 5 minutes. This is my wife said.
Was that Billy Idol? Did you see him?
That was Billy Idol.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
I mean, he was cool, dude. You know, it's Billy Idol being Billy Idol.
Okay.
That's the main thing.
That's literally all I saw.
That's kind of the main thing people are taking from it is that Billy Idol was great. Because he did Eyes Without a Face and Dancing with Myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he still crushes, dude.
Yeah. By the way, you said you saw Miles.
I've seen him 2 or 3 times.
Because I don't think as a performer, that is who he is. It's kind of like Ozzy, right? So you're like, hey, all I do is music. So they gave him, lifetime achievement, whatever it was. And he's like, yeah, I'm doing two songs. Anyone up there just rocked the F out. Dude. Steve Stevens came out looking ridiculous, but they hit him.
Where we're doing our 55th party, Tulalip, right? They have an outdoor amphitheater. This show is probably in August. He starts maybe 8 o'clock at night. It's still hot outside. It's still kind of humid. He's still doing Billy Idol.
Right.
In a leather jacket kind of thing.
Kind of has to.
So he comes out, man, and the sun is not all the way down yet. It's the sun's still out. He comes out with Dance With Myself, which is a very high intense song. And at the end of it, he's like, I don't know why they make me come out with that one all the time. I don't just tell them no. I hate it. I hate doing that one first. I got like this guy.
Yeah, and I think that's fine after a certain age. You're like, all right, he's Billy Idol.
Yeah.
Also, performers on that show, you had Hootie and the Blowfish, New Kids on the Block,
all right.
Pussycat Dolls. I didn't even know they were back.
Me neither.
Yeah. I mean, Hootie the Blowfish, I can't make fun of. I literally saw them last summer or two summers ago.
They're great.
Yeah, and if you like Darius Rucker, that's what I tell everybody. I go, don't worry. You'll know more Hootie songs than you think.
Yes, you will.
And then Darius, in the middle of it, he does Wagon Wheel. I think he might have done, he does, a couple of his country songs. And then they did some really cool covers.
Yeah.
I forget the bands, but I was like, man. Even I forget, that guy's just a great singer.
Yeah, he's a great singer, good musician.
Yeah. He's got some other stuff coming out there, too. In case you're wondering, Bieber, the Biebs, he won Best Male Pop Artist.
Woo. He's back.
He is back, kind of back. Good for him. I mean, he headlined Coachella, this and that. I thoroughly like
it. Yeah, it's a big deal.
It is. I thoroughly like his new album.
Okay.
Let's see. I talked about this, I think, a little bit, a week or two ago. But and obviously Seattle matters a little bit more, because not only do we have World Cup, as the World Cup approaches, not only do we have World Cup games here, we actually have the USA playing one of their opening round games here.
Okay.
Right? We have Australia on June 19th, Juneteenth, right? Noon kickoff, so I expect that'd be crowded down there and stuff.
I would think so.
Yesterday they came out with the final roster. World Cup squads are always tough. You can make arguments for a couple guys that maybe should have been on, a couple people that were left off. Mm-hmm. I will say I like the Gio's in there. He hasn't been playing a ton overseas, but that kid just has so much talent and is so special on the ball.
Where does he play?
So he came up through the Dortmund system, which is in Germany, which is kind of the second biggest club behind Bayern Munich, right? But he's had some injuries and this and that. So I think he was on loan this year. So he was somewhere in the English league, like Nottingham Forest or something like that. So he just doesn't have a ton of games. But for an American player, he just has more God-given talent. And play. Sure. He could do stuff with the ball that just a lot of our guys can't do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And we have a lot of good players that are technically sound and this and that. He just has a different kind of flair. I mean, that's always one thing I always loved about Clint Dempsey. And he gave credit to where he grew up in Texas, being so close to all the Mexicans next door. He was like, I play kind of a different style than most Americans that grow up in the American system do.
Sure.
But I want to remind people, and like I said, they should get out of that group. I would have them head into at least the knockout stage would be good. But there is a show on the Vice Network, Soccer's American Dream, and they just do a really good job, right? The first episode I saw, they were talking about Pele and kind of the start of that. Then you got up to them hosting a World Cup, and then kind of the MLS stuff, right? Even now, we have the Sounders, right?
Yeah.
You have, Atlanta FC showed up, right? I mean, even the Timbers, to their credit. There's a lot of good atmospheres and players that want to come over here. They were talking about just playing in, the late 90s and early 2000s. They were like, oh, the MLS was kind of ghetto.
Oh, for sure. It absolutely was.
I was talking to somebody about I know it's a big deal. I know a lot of people are coming into town. And it just completely spaced on it. But I was Seahawks, sell out. Sundays, still get around. Still do things. What's a big deal? Well, the games are basically at noon on a weekday in the middle of the work week. And I'm like, oh. So, the traffic coming in. That's why it's going to be a little nuts downtown. Just because the games are, Monday through Friday, most of them.
Yeah, and then I saw this cool thing last night I didn't even really think about. You're hosting games here and stuff, but, Belgium, their national team, I'm pretty sure, is just taking over with the Sounders practice.
Oh, really?
And they'll be there,
Oh, cool.
I think the entire tournament, that's their home base.
Damn. All right.
Yeah, so most of them are kind of around where their opening round games are. So that one makes sense. Obviously, Iran, who is playing here,
yeah,
they're staying down in Mexico.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Yeah.
Right?
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, and some of them just didn't make sense, but I get it. And the other thing, too, is people got to understand, when we're having the World Cup here, like, usually it's in one country in Europe or Asia. They're just smaller countries, right? So the travel is just a ton and this and that. So that's why I saw there's like four or five national teams. I think even England's based out of Kansas City. I'm assuming they just think that's kind of center of our country, which it is.
Which more or less, yeah.
So it's like, all right, that'll be easier to get
places. It's going to be hot practice in there.
It is going to be hot practice in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different stuff with that. I mean, I know, you know, I've been watching the English League for a lot of years now and this and that. But even, and I'm not saying it just because he was an Arsenal great, but like Thierry Henry, right? When he came and played for Red Bulls in New York, he was like, A, it's kind of amazing. I can walk around parts of New York and I don't get mobbed.
Sure.
And then he was like, B, he was like, it's not like he's a dumb guy. He grew up in France, but he's just like, I just didn't think about the travel. And that's what most of them, you know what I mean? If you play in the English league, like, you're taking buses most places. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, like, the idea of coming here and it's like, we got to fly, you know.
Fly about 3,000 miles.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So, with the World Cup, it'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, watch that show on Vice. Like, I watched a few more episodes of it last night. And then, like I said, HBO has a special right now following our national team from the last World Cup and them training, trying to bring in a new system and this and that. But it's good. It's getting me kind of fired up for the World Cup. You know, I've been kind of concentrating on other stuff. It's Champions League Saturday. But so it's kind of, it's good. It's, if you're into soccer, it's a good behind-the-scenes look. And frankly, I think if you're a Sounders fan at all in the area, it's a great look at how far the MLS. I still have plenty of issues with that league.
Yeah.
But it is cool to see how far it's come along.
Sure.
You know, I mean, Dempsey was still playing.
I just hope Seattle's ready for it. Because they keep saying they are, but of course you're going to say you are, because it's like a job interview. You're going to lie, right? But I'm like, you can't handle the traffic of the people that live here. Right? You do a piss-poor job on that. All the decisions you make about that. And I'm like, you understand a lot of people that are coming here. And if you can't handle this,
I don't think they care.
Look, the people aren't going to care because you're going to find a way to enjoy yourself. But don't give yourself credit for this. That's because they're visiting somewhere internationally. They're going to have fun. But, like, if you can't handle the traffic that already exists or decisions you make to deal with traffic, fundamentally speaking, there's no reason for anyone believe that you know how to handle this.
I think what helps a little bit is that a lot of people will be coming from other countries.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be driving, period. Mm-hmm. And then also, I think a lot of people are going to love Seattle, A, because of our weather.
Oh, God, you're talking at the perfect
June
time.
In July.
Yeah.
It is going to be sweltering hot in most of the other places they're playing. Then also, like, I know up in New England, from, like, they're, like, charging these ridiculous, they're raising prices on trains and stuff.
I saw that.
Just to get out to the stadium. So, like, the fact that, like, the light rail literally stops at our stadium area,
mm-hmm.
there's plenty of bars and stuff around there that you can go to. Like, I think people are really going to be like, man, I wish our game had been in Seattle. Now, for the locals, you're not wrong. There will be extra traffic and a lot of people on the trains.
And I mean, and look, I'm not bitching about the extra traffic because if you're hosting a World Cup, that's the case. But, like, Seattle can't handle the traffic of the people that already exist.
Yeah.
Right? They just never make a good decision about it. So it's like a lot of these people aren't driving, but you're going to have a lot of people taking Uber and a lot of people taking, like, traffic vehicular is still going to pick up. So whatever it is you have not figured out yet. And I would say my kids could give you advice that would help. Like, figure it out, man. Because your whole thing is World Showcase, right? So you're going to cover up graffiti, kick out homeless people, do all this stuff to put lipstick on a pig. And make it's like cleaning your house because guests are coming over. Like, that's great. But still, understand logistically, which is where this city struggles mightily for no reason other than bad decision-making and policy. Like, figure it out. Because you're going to be in the world stage, right? So like I said, you can kick out homeless people and paint over the penis graffiti all you want, but figure out your traffic.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be substantial. I truly believe. I think that's the biggest thing.
I don't think there's going to be that many extra cars. Because, again, the people are traveling. Like, the bulk of people going in these games are coming from somewhere else.
You're right. But I'm just saying, between Uber, they won't be driving themselves, but you still got to have more vehicles on the road. Because, look, any of these cities, if you're hosting World Cup, like, your hotel's down, whatever's closest to the stadium, like, they're already gone.
So it's going to be tough getting on that
train. We're lucky to have a very walkable city, too, for the people staying downtown.
Sure.
Yeah, and our stadiums are close. I mean, I think, unfortunately, a lot of these people are going to come to this country and go to Dallas to go see a game at Jerry World.
In the middle of nowhere.
Realize they're nowhere even close to that stadium. So for the most part, like, I have some friends with the East Coast that are specifically soccer nerds that are flying in. And they're like, well, dude, we'll just stay at the airport and take the light rail. I was like, that's the right call. I believe there's still Eastern Conference NHL hockey on tonight.
Yes.
I know the Eastern Conference NBA is done, so that game got canceled for tonight. Referees seem to love Oklahoma City, so that's going to a game.
Because it gives them something to do.
Yeah.
I saw it was
a whiteout the other night there, too.
Oh, you mean with shirts?
No, just the people.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Never good when a 69-foot sinkhole opens up in your backyard.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, when you stab your sister 10 times over a phone, you lose your family invite card. There's a clear winner when a train meets a bike. Police try to find the owner of a creepy puppet that you would not like. And today's rescued animal is a dog trapped in a storm drain. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We're going to Florida, where sibling rivalries know no bounds. The story goes that a young teenager emerged from her room one day to find her 26-year-old sister going through her phone. Reasonably upset about the situation, the two got into an altercation when she went to reclaim her phone. But the older sister, for whatever reason, became so incensed during the altercation that she armed herself with a knife and stabbed her little sister in the back as she ran for the door. She then continued her attack, stabbing her for several more times, stopping only when she pleaded for her life. She was arrested and just recently sentenced to 180 days in prison and 7 years probation.
Did you see how angry she looked in that mugshot?
Yes.
God, she looked like she was just pissed.
You're going through her phone. Why are you
the one who's mad?
Your chest.
Yeah.
Right. Why are you stabbing her? And you get 180 days for trying to kill your sister?
I could not believe that was it.
You know what?
Damn.
You know what? To be fair, they tried to get her on attempted murder, but the judge dropped it. So I think that's why she's getting so little time.
Okay.
Now it's aggravated
assault.
Where'd
she stab her?
In the back.
Oh.
And then everywhere else.
That doesn't seem like attempted murder.
I don't know how she got those
charges. Her sister was 15.
Right. I don't know how those charges got dropped. The judge threw that part out. So it's got to be a plea deal. Because I don't understand how you can stab somebody multiple times and it's not attempted murder.
Yeah.
Anywho, but that's why I'm not a judge, Ted. In other news, we go to Florida for a bad situation that could have been avoided. A 68-year-old bicyclist found his way into the news after he lost his patience waiting for traffic. He weaved around stopped cars as he made his way to a set of train tracks that he intended to cross. A detective that had happened to be at the scene attempted to get the attention of the bike rider, but he had already committed to crossing the tracks, looked the wrong way, and promptly made contact with the train that was rolling by at about 35 miles an hour. The crash knocked out power in the area and caused some heavy traffic delays. And yes, our man did not survive the incident.
Yeah. I don't get it. You know, there's a reason why everybody stopped. There's crossbars. Maybe not over the portion of the sidewalk that you tried to go over. But you can clearly see the crossbars are down. You're on a bicycle. When or I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Won't happen again for him.
Yeah,
that's
bad decision.
Fact. Yeah. That's a fact. That's, you know, I hate to speak ill of those that have passed, but that.
Down to St. Louis for an interesting crime spree. A local man was identified as the suspect who fraudulently stole a staggering number of tires from a local store.
In his ruse, he allegedly would use several stolen or fraudulent credit cards to buy tires from the store. Before the payment went through, he would pick up a load of tires, and the credit card would inevitably decline the purchase. Luckily for the store, our boy used his own TextNow number in the first purchase and also used a truck from a previous job to take on a load of tires. In total, he's being accused of stealing more than $31,000 worth of tires, and he is due in court soon.
Wow.
From this one store, he's got to be
one store.
Him elsewhere.
Come on.
Huh. The fact that he got away with 31 grand, that's, I don't know this situation, because I don't know how you buy bulk tires, go load them all up, and then get out.
You also, know what I mean? Like, who, if you don't own a trucking company, or, like, who would need that? Like, he's not.
I don't know.
yeah.
Who are you fencing these two?
Right, he's not a rental car place. Like, I would have just been like, my man, what are you doing with all these tires?
Right.
Stealing them.
yeah, right? Like, do you even have an excuse?
No kidding. But it worked for him, I guess.
Sure.
He did it for a good long time. He got $31,000 out of it. So,
if I'm that good, I would steal something else.
Right.
Move to priceless artwork or jewelry.
Yep. Yeah. Like,
you're stealing tires.
Put it on my fraudulent credit card. Still in Missouri, a local family has a chance to put in a pool. The resident tells local media that she noticed that her grass was sinking one night and reported a staggering 8-foot drop in her yard by morning that opened up quite a bit more the next day. Experts have ruled out a sinkhole in lieu of a coal shaft that collapsed underneath the yard. And after all the sinking subsided, the hole was measured at a massive 12 feet in diameter. And as far as depth,
Dad, you know how deep it was.
69 feet?
69 feet.
Federal funding is going to cover some repairs for the yard, which will include roughly 300 yards of concrete to fill that thing. And then they're going to put some topsoil and grass seed on her.
So it was not a sinkhole.
No.
It was an old mine shaft.
It was a coal shaft that collapsed, okay. Yes.
And where was it? Ohio? West Virginia?
Missouri.
Oh, all right.
I feel better about that.
Right.
A sinkhole, like, it's just going to keep growing.
Correct.
Mine shaft, you go, now we know where it is.
Right. At least that was some oversight. The Fed's going to cover it.
Sure.
So that helps. And there's not a doggone sinkhole under my yard. 69-footer, too.
God, man.
That's a lot.
That means your house is not on solid ground.
That's, honestly, yeah, I was thinking the same
more
thing.
More about the house.
Like, how in the world does that thing sink that far down?
Well, it's going to keep opening up.
Yeah, there's other channels in there.
Yeah.
It is, but again, a sinkhole, I know, will keep getting bigger. And there's no way, at least with the mine shaft, to me, should only be as wide as the shaft was.
Right. Yeah.
But is there other veins that they've dug underneath your home?
There might be, but I would think if the Fed is going to cover this, the Fed has done their blueprint research.
Yeah, and they're hoping to have it done by the weekend.
Damn.
So, oh, yeah, they're going to get on it quick.
Oh, now you can move fast.
But they got to put a team down there to go and make sure that the rest of it's secure, I would
think. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Arkansas for the latest rescue mission. A couple local boys were going about their day when they noticed something in a nearby storm drain. A dog that was peeking out from inside, somehow getting himself trapped. They alerted authorities who were able to remove a nearby manhole cover and extract the dog. They were able to reunite him with his family safe, sound, and unharmed, though it's not known how he became stuck inside the doggone drain. He found his way. Life, finds a way.
F up.
Men's Room Sports is playoff hockey on TNT tonight and baseball over on MLB Network. The Mariners wrapped up the series against the A's this afternoon, and in true Mariners fashion, they swept the doggone A's. So good job, boys. They hit the road tomorrow so they can be back to host the Diamondbacks for a 3-game series that I'm sure they're going to get swept, but that'll be over the weekend when they get back home. As far as your weather, clear skies and a low of 54 tonight. Open up to a partly cloudy skies tomorrow and a high right around 78. It's going to be a hot one, baby.
Yeah.
That's it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. Barbecue season kicks off tomorrow with the head chef at Ted's Meat and Potatoes, a game known as Big Dummy as well. Lovely Jolene up in just seconds. Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.